War Scrolls 3, Cleansing the Altar. In the Book of Jubilees, there's a phrase that's speaking of Noah, which states that his heart was righteous before the Lord in all his ways, and he did not depart from the path of the Lord. Now, Noah charged his sons to guard their souls against all fornication, uncleanness, and iniquity. For this is the reason the flood came upon the earth, owing to the fornication among the watchers, that's the angels that fell from their first estate, according to Jude and in Genesis 6, against the law of their ordinances, went a-whoring after the daughters of men, and took themselves wives of them all of which they chose. And they made the beginning of uncleanness, and they begat the sons of Nephilim, and they slew one another, and filled the earth with iniquity, and then with bestiality, which is becoming common in the statements of the law now. Therefore, the Lord was destroyed because of their wickedness to remove them from the earth. Those who do not walk in righteousness walk in the paths of destruction. Behind these watcher angels, these are demonic entities, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, vain imaginations, philosophies, teachings of men. They are principalities, power, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, and they're demons. They're all different types, but they have the same game plan. It's the same rank and authority and the same modus operandi. All right. In Babel, as we discussed prior, that Abraham was called to come out of Babylon and to serve God. And there has been a call for those that belong to the Lord to come out of the political religious systems, the idolatrous teachings of demons, seducing teachings, the doctrines of devils, to come out of them and to come and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. One thing you will always find in Babel or the Church of Babel or their teachings is a confusion in the language, that there's a confusion of thought. And this is part of the earmark of how to discern a Babel. Babel and Ashur was in the land of Sinar. That's where the Tower of Babel was built, and it was called the Overthrow. The Overthrow. Is this Mosul? Is this ISIS? Or do we have confusion at Babel? Balal is Hebrew to confuse, but Babili is the gate of God or the gods. It is perhaps a interdimensional portal, which is what demon temples and so on that have ritual sacrifice, temple prostitution, etc., and blood sacrifice. Why blood sacrifice? Because the life is in the blood. Now, in this time, after the flood and the cleansing of the earth, the lands were allotted out to Noah's sons. And everyone who went to a land that was not allotted out to them came under a curse. And they were by sedition, they went to other lands and overtook them. By sedition, they would be uprooted. And this is because God set the boundaries of the nations and the people groups. And it's a defiance to God. All right. And this will be reestablished according to God's will and counsel. Now today, and this will happen soon, by the way, the idols of Babylonian religion today is the same old demonic hierarchy and structure. And these need to be removed by cleansing the temple. Our temple, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, those who are born again. And our hearts are the altars. Our hearts are the altars. And here as we come into Hanukkah, and this is the pattern of Scripture, that 158 years before Yeshua came on the earth, the Maccabees revolted against Antiochus Epiphanes, who was the overseer of the Middle Eastern Levant, those lands, and in Jerusalem. He took over the temple and sacrificed on the altar to Zeus, pig, swine. And the Maccabees rose up, and they, the laws, the Jews were not allowed to circumcise nor keep their Sabbath day and all of that. And they said, no, we will not sacrifice to Zeus, Satan, another form, Apollyon, the destroyer. That this is what Jesus referred to as the abomination that causes desolation. And the wings of that would be on the wings of the temple. In the temple, this is an abomination to sacrifice to Zeus in God's temple, swine's blood and offered up. And it causes desolation, destruction. God's destruction, his wrath begins to pour out. Now, these books are often suppressed, and these holy days, which Yeshua himself came, he was in the temple during the Feast of Dedication. It was called the Feast of Dedication because the altar was being cleansed by the Maccabees when they overthrew Antiochus Epiphanes' rule. He was a type of Antichrist under the Caesarian government. And the altar was being rededicated. The Feast of Dedication, it was a second Hanukkah, Feast of Tabernacles. Later, they had missed the first one. They hadn't cleansed the temple yet, and they did not have enough oil for the lamps, consecrated holy oil to light the lamps in the inner sanctuary. Therefore, they only had a lamp oil for one day. And a miracle happened, and the lamp stayed lit for 8 days. To me, since we are the whole temple of the Holy Spirit, the heart, the altar, is our heart. Out of this is where our worship takes place. Know you not, you are a living sacrifice, and the fruit of your lips is that worship that is acceptable to the Lord. Well, what comes out of the mouth proceeds what? What's in the heart? So out of your heart, you're going to be worshiping. Well, if you're filled with worshiping mammon and materialism and this and that, running after here and there, that's what's in your heart. If you have stored up wrong teaching, stinking thinking, and gone on the pagan seducing doctrines and demons of the church that's under a political system, that is Caesarian or Babylonian, that all those things need to be cleansed. You need to be made holy in the altar, your inward residence of the place of worship that is designated for God. God has made all things perfect in his time. He has set eternity in the hearts of man. Where is your eternity? Where, out of your mouth, your worship, are you worshiping the Lord? Are you still in Babylon, offering pagan sacrifices? Now, in the current Haftarah reading this week, right before Hanukkah, it was a story about, well, the Torah was about Dina, the rape of Dina, and what went on about the people of Shechem came. They were Canaanites, and the son, Shechem, of Hamor, saw that Dina was beautiful and defiled her, raped her. And this is all part of boundary or border violations, which I'm not going to go into, and the sin of sexual defilement, because you become join sexually with another person, according to 1 Corinthians 15, you partake in their spirit, and if they have unclean spirits, they've been imparted into you. But the reading was concerning Esau, and then Obadiah is talking about the last days of Esau, the cleansing of the temple. And this is going to come across the boards for what's going to happen this year. God is going to cleanse. He's going to cleanse the house of Israel. This is a prophetic last overlay of prophecy for the last days. And I often hear people say, oh, God wouldn't do that. And he's a loving God. Well, yes, he is. But he doesn't love everyone. He hates the wicked. And the Lord is furious with the shedding of innocent blood. and sex trafficking and child, you know, sex violations towards the innocent. The Lord's fury is international now. It's going to be on an international level. God's going to pour out his fury. But he also says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And this is by this election. But Obadiah clearly defines what's going to happen to the descendants of Esau. The vision of Obadiah that says the Lord God concerning Edom. Edom is the south of Jordan. We have heard a rumor from the Lord and ambassadors sent among the heathen. Arise, let us go up against her in battle. Behold, I've made you small among the heathen. You are greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, but you dwell in the clefts of the rocks whose habitation is high. And you've said in your heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though you exalt yourself as the eagle, though you set your nest among the stars, I will thence bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves came to you, and if robbers by night, how you were cut off, would they have not stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of your confederacy have brought you even to the border. The men that were at peace with you have deceived you and prevailed against you. They that eat your bread have laid a wound under you. There is no understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom? See, these men, they don't understand what God is doing. They've lifted themselves and exalted themselves in pride, and they don't know. They don't know the hidden things. They don't know that they're going to be stolen from and that they're going to have nothing left because they came against those who were at peace with them and they deceived and lied them and said that we're going to prevail and we're going to steal your bread, and they don't have an understanding. Shall I not in that day, says the Lord, destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end, that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. So God says he's going to set them up so that he can slaughter them. For your violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. There's no redemption here. In the day that thou you stood on the other side, and the day that strangers carried away captive his forces and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, you were one of them. All right, this is the behavior of an Edomite, someone who's a descendant of Esau. But you should not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day he became a stranger, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should you have spoken proudly in the day of their distress. You should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yes, you should have not have looked on their affliction in the day of their crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should you have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. Okay, I believe this is going to be happening in Jerusalem. For the day of the Lord is near upon the heathen, as you have done, it shall be done unto you. Your reward shall turn upon thine own head. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so shall the heathen drink continually. Yes, they shall drink and swallow, and they shall be as though they had not been. And where is the let me go to the referencing scripture for the destruction of Esau in the last days, which we are entering into and have been entering into for a while. Continuing on in Obadiah, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. Now, let's go over here to Zechariah chapter 12 as a cross scripture. In verse 3, we're talking about Esau coming up against Judah. I'm going to start at 1. And Jerusalem, burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, says the Lord, which stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I, God is doing this, will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the people round about. Okay, those are around about Jerusalem. When they shall be in the siege, both against Jerusalem, Judah, and against Jerusalem. All right, this Obadiah talks about this siege against Judah and Jerusalem. Very specific place. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it in that day, says the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. Here we go. Here's the cross scripture. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about them on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. Even in Jerusalem. And the Lord shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations. God is going to destroy. He's seeking to destroy all the nations that came against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and shall be bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Netan apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, and the family of Shimea apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. This will be on a high holy day, most likely Yom Kippur, because the men and the women, and it will be in the Orthodox community, it will only be in Jerusalem, because they are separated on the high holy days. They don't sleep together, and they are separated from each other. This is their rule that they abide by. Back to Obadiah, and it says that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. All right, in Joel 2, it also says that, Joel 4, I believe it is, all who call on that day, the day of the Lord, all who call upon the name of the Lord in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and on Mount Zion shall be saved. Shall be saved. All right. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in him and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. He is going to utterly destroy them. Nothing, no one of the house of Esau shall remain. And they of the south shall possess the mountain of Esau, and they of the plain of the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead, and the captivity of the host of the children shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, which possesses the city of the south. All right, this definition here is the definition that's given for the descendants of Shem when they left Noah. This was their allotted portion, and they have never yet possessed this, the Semites, the Shems. And Savior shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. And Zechariah goes to outline the rest of the battle through 13 and 14, the stages of it. And it says in verse 20, "In that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yet every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all that sacrifice shall come and take of them and see therein. And in that day there shall be no more Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts." Now, this cleansing is because of the defilement and the iniquity in the land and in the temple and God's people, because they've shed blood through abortion. Because and God says this is not okay, because Babylon, the system, the Babylonian church system, has has been drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and saints and all that were slain upon the earth. And God will render true and righteous judgments. And he will judge the great Babylonian whore, which corrupts the earth with fornication. And he will avenge the blood of his servants at her hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And hallelujah, because Yeshua has redeemed us by his blood. They will see the one that they have pierced, and a great mourning will cry. They will cry out. It is Yeshua's blood. He broke the seals with the scrolls. The earth is the Lord and all that is within it. And they will sing this song: "You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals. Therefore you were slain and redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations, and made us into our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. It is the new Jerusalem. Now I say to you," and thank you, Isaiah 8:13, "it is the Lord your God who you should regard as holy, and he shall be your fear, and he shall be your dread. Then he shall become your sanctuary." Isaiah 8:13. Now the Lord, the earth is disclosing its blood, and shall no more cover her slain, for the Lord, behold, is coming out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Isaiah 26:21.